Mornings with Mal Little. This is Territory FM.
Well, in an economy like the Top End, where jobs come and go, constructions come and go, it's interesting to have a think about how we can make sure that we can recession-proof or transition-proof our careers. We know what happens each time a big construction project comes and there's lots of jobs and there's a bit of a boom. And then, as we're seeing now with the downturn in construction, we're seeing a bit of a lull and a whole bunch of really well-skilled, well-qualified people who were really well-paid people looking around for the next opportunity. And sometimes those opportunities just aren't there in the field that we were planning them to be in. Well, how can you recession-proof your career? We have got Ray Puvry on the line. He's from Career Mentors for Engineers, and he's got some advice for us. Hey, Ray.
Good day, Chris. How's it going?
I'm well. Thanks so much for joining us. Such an important topic up here in the Top End with such a transient career, particularly in the oil, gas and mining and manufacturing sectors. We have big employment booms, even now in the dry season that starts to pick up. Lots of people out there working in construction, but then it dies off again later in the year. You've got some advice and some thoughts for us.
Chris, I guess the whole mining, oil and gas industries have always had peaks and troughs, but I think the current trough or the current, inconsistencies between the supply of talent and the demand, I think it's going to remain because dynamics have shifted. And one of the things that I find through job transition strategy, which is where I practice from, is that a lot of individuals that I talk to still rely on, past methodologies. And what I mean by that is relying on someone to tap them on the shoulder, which is great when times are good. But if supply is excess, expecting yourself to be tapped on the shoulder or to be approached, is inconsistent with a competitive environment that we live in.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about something interesting where you talk about the need to have a hunter mentality in your approach.
Mm. Yeah, look, what I find is that a lot of individuals are relying on days when, picking up a harvester almost and going out there and harvesting static jobs was okay. But right now you need to go out there and understand the environment. So rather than just have your head down and bum up, which is great, but you also need to have your head up and look up and look around and see what's approaching and what's coming towards you. The other part of the hunter mentality is knowing what your strengths are. So, for example, in those days when, if you look even in the jungle, you wouldn't expect a hyena to go out there and attack, an elephant, would you? So in the same way, you need to understand your strengths. You need to understand what is it that you are going to be the best in competing at, rather than aspiring for ego-driven exercises. Also, the ability to hunt in packs was what used to happen previously, and this is where working in groups, so relying on those that are around you, above you, below you, to create a network, create a set of relationships, so that you can work in packs or when you need to work with groups. But then compete when you've got to go out there and get your job. So use all of the technology, including LinkedIn, and all that's available through Google searches to understand what you're going to hunt down before you get down to what you're trying to target.
Absolutely. Very interesting stuff. And, of course, this would be skills that are needed right across Australia. But as we mentioned, particularly here in the Top End, there's also a need to plan ahead, not just to change or get your skills and have that hunter mentality, but actually maybe put away a little bit of what you're earning when times are good.
Yeah. So when I started my business 25 years back, I had an approach that I would put aside one full year's a budget in a bank so that I wouldn't have to rely on anyone else. So when times are good, not only from a financial point of view, but also from a skills point of view, so start to recognize if there are soft skills, whether they be negotiating skills or whether they be your ability to interview better or your listening skills. And some of the guys that I talk to, I say, look, listen to talkback shows, because not only are you then able to understand what's in the market so you can converse, but you also are able to listen to different individuals' accents. And when I came to Australia 35 years back, that's the first thing I did. I just started listening to talkback shows. So soft skills development, you know, keeping aside a certain amount. But then the bigger aspect is try to figure out, you know, what are the companies, industries, and roles that are along your pathway, and start building those relationships from now. Because when you need it, no one's going to respond back to your approach if it's, a capitalistic, hedonistic approach to them to say, you know, do you have a job? But if you figure out those that are part of your journey and start to build those relationships sometimes 9 to 12 months in advance, and genuinely have that human contact and a desire to establish, you know, the dialogue rather than just milk the relationship, you know, a network of those or a series of those, if built strategically, can definitely help you in the mid to longer term.
That's some great advice. Hey, Ray, thanks so much for joining us. Ray Pavery, career mentor for engineers. How to recession-proof your career, and indeed, it sounds like how to recession-proof your life. Let's hope, though, that we need...
Can I provide perhaps just the company, it's Job Transition Strategy, and people could look me up just through www.jobtransitionstrategy.com.
Fantastic. www.jobtransitionstrategy.com. Hey, Ray, thanks for coming in. Great to talk to you.
Cheers, Chris.